praktyczna wiedza, specjaliści z doświadczeniem. To wszystko i wiele więcej w podcast Praktyczna Strona Treningu. Zapraszam, Artur Mor.
Hi, together with Tomasz Gęborys, we are in sunny Florida in Miami. We decided to visit Kilo and attend the Hypertrophy Intensive and Fat Loss Intensive course. We took the opportunity to record a special episode of Praktyczna Strona Treningu podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today with us, in front of the second microphone, Stefan Kazelt. Hello, Stefan.
Hi, Arthur. Nice to have you here in Miami. Super happy for fat loss and hypertrophy.
Definitely, it's intensive. Hypertrophy intensive is intensive. Yes. I feel it. I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
All right. You are the lecturer, and we know we only have quarter of an hour. Then we plan to not waste the time, and let's get to the question we want to ask you. The first one is, Stefan, how did it all start? What is the history of Kilo, and why you are in Florida now?
Kilo started in 2016. I was working for Charles Poliquin's company in Rhode Island, and he left in 2013. And by 2016, in January, I decided I wanted to start my own training facility, which was in Huntington Beach, California. I wanted to create a group training facility that used proper standard strength training concept, because at the time, most of the group training was always like metabolic type fat loss. And I wanted to see if we could use strength in a group training setup. So that was the basis. But what happened is over the course of the first 5 years of our company, the education platform really, really grew. And then by 2021, we decided, well, it might be a good thing to see how much we could push the education. So at that point in time, it made more sense for us to move to South Florida, where the cost of real estate for a gym location was a little less than California, and being closer to Europe, Eastern Canada and Eastern US, where most of our students were.
All right, Stefan, thank you. The second question, maybe Thomas.
So obviously taking into account your experience with the education here at Kilo and also Poliquin in the past, you had a contact with thousands of trainers from around the world. What do you think, what they lack in the most? What is the main things you reckon they should be thinking of in according to their further education?
Well, one thing that I've noticed early on is, especially when it comes to program design, I find that a lot of young coaches, they have a lot of knowledge of techniques and methods, and a lot of theoretical knowledge of like standalone concepts. But what I find is lacking is the ability to put all of these concepts and methods together in a long-term plan. And I think that's, in a lot of the education that I've done personally in the past, I think that's something that was really lacking. You know, like everybody knows like the 5x5, and everybody knows like a bunch of methods, but how do you put them together on a long-term perspective? And that's what we tried to create with Kilo, is more of a teaching the long-term aspects of strength training.
So they understand the tools, they just don't know how to make a system out of it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Because if you don't use these methods in a cohesive and progressive way, you're not really going to optimize your results.
Yeah. Is there anything you can think in particular according to, let's say, where people coming from, let's say trainers from Europe, Eastern Europe, or maybe Australia? Because we know you had experience with a lot of different nationalities.
It's interesting, right? Because these types of questions you tend to generalize, right? Which is, I mean, the name says it. I'm just generalizing here, but you see trends from different parts of the world. Like, for example, a lot of the students we have from Australia, they tend to be way more into physique and body composition, whereas the Americans, they tend to be more about like big bench, a big squat, a big deadlift. Same with the Canadians. And then you have the Europeans, where I find they're more technical with the lifts. They tend to have like better technique overall. But you know, these are just trends. There's always like exception to the rules.
Even Polish?
Polish, like, so you, I've met you guys. We have a few students that we've met, maybe like three or four more that came here. Polish are definitely the strongest, biggest, most muscular students that we have.
Yes.
The hardest working students we've ever had. Yeah, but I just think that, to be quite honest, everybody has a ton of knowledge, but I truly think that long-term periodization is the lacking piece for most people.
Yeah. The role of strength training in physical preparation is obvious. You can't go wrong getting strong. But do the hypertrophy and fat loss programs, hypertrophy intensive, fat loss intensive, in the kilo methodology, apply in sport? Where is the place in sport of this kind of methods?
It can apply, but I think that you have to be careful when you apply it. So for example, if you have the opportunity to train athletes in a sport that have a long off season, I think that hypertrophy work or fat loss work can be very beneficial in the early stages of training. If you have a really, really, really short off season, I think it's a little bit harder because it's going to pull you away, if you want, from strength and power, which is at the end of the day really important. But you can't deny the fact that body composition, like muscle mass, is a great trigger to strength and power. And also, if you want to be fast and you have too much body fat, it's hard to be fast. So I also think that getting great body composition numbers will help you becoming a better athlete in the sense that you'll have more power and more speed. So they're quite important. You just need to make sure that you do them in the early stages and that you have enough time after doing it to transfer into more strength and power.
So basically we're saying the flat don't fly.
Exactly. I would agree with that.
So in the last question we'd like to ask you, where do you see Kilo in the future? Which way would you like to go? And is there any idea for you, you think about maybe expanding outside of America?
Goals for the long run is to keep going with education. Like, of course, what we've noticed, especially post COVID, is the need for more and more online education. So we are working now and we'll keep working on expanding our online education to reach more people from all over the world, but we still believe and still love live education. So we tend to keep expanding our curriculum here. We want to do courses overseas, which we've done in the past. Right before COVID, we were in Sydney, Australia. We were supposed to be in London, but it had to be canceled. We're supposed to go to Hong Kong, but it had to be canceled. We'd like to go back to international, but we need to make sure that we've established ourselves here before. So maybe 2024, definitely not 2023, because we're still working on optimizing our courses here in South Florida. But it is easier access, you know, for most of you guys.
I have one more. We have time and I have one more. I'm curious, your methodology, your programs, your programming, is everything about numbers. You have high accuracy in those programs. And my question is, where is the place for autoregulation?
I think there's a place for autoregulation for people who have a lot of training experience and a good understanding of their own body and numbers. Because you have to be, if you're going to autoregulate, you have to be very truthful about the output you're generating. So if you're good at it, if you have experience, I think it's really good. But most beginners, they think they're working hard. They're not really. They might say that they're working at an RPE of 9, but they're working at an RPE of 6. So it gets very tricky. But the more advanced you are, I think it does have a place. But at the end of the day, the reason why I like numbers is numbers don't lie, and numbers allow you to have a structure and a progression. Now, once you've built a structure and a progression, I don't think the numbers are better than your own auto-regulation, but at least you have a path to know where to go. And now you can auto-regulate within that path if you truly understand where you're going.
But still, number counts.
Yeah.
All right, Stefan, we invite everyone interested in structured training methodology to Kilo in Florida.
That'd be great. You're all welcome.
Thank you, Stefan, for your time, and hopefully see you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Odsłuchałeś odcinek podcastu Praktyczna strona treningu. Jestem właściwie pewien, że zainteresuje Cię mój drugi podcast o nazwie Praktyczna strona dietetyki. Polecam, Artur Mor.